Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Triple Jump After Dark, the fortnightly bonus podcast.
Sounds kind of seedy.
After dark, more like after midday because it's 12:07.
It is actually 12:07.
The new bonus podcast, more like the new bonus podcast.
Whoa! Bonus.
Warning right off the bat that this podcast is not about games and also does allow swearing.
We do
swears. So, listener discretion is advised. Peter's got a little sack there.
This is not a sack.
It's a rules sack.
It's a rules boss hat.
And hat.
Where did you get that?
I got it from Ecock. You have to pay so much money to get one of these.
Export fees.
Well, and also they make their own uniform. And if you're not an employee, but you want one, they charge a ridiculous amount. I'm going to reach in. In fact, Ashton, ladies first.
So there are questions in the hat. This is where we're sourcing questions from this time. But from next episode, we'll be answering your questions. It will be a fortnightly half an hour podcast. We hope you enjoy the first episode.
So this comes from Jack the Jobber.
Oh.
And he asks, I don't know if he wrote this. This is a very nice handwriting, by the way.
Fraser wrote it.
Lovely handwriting.
Oh, he has.
What's your favourite Olympic track and field event?
Oh.
Well, that's a fantastic question.
Thank you, Jack.
I like the hurdles because there's more of a risk of them falling over.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I like, in terms of doing the sport, which we had to do at school, which do like athletics and stuff, quite like long jump just because you get to land in a sand pit for about 3 seconds and then it's not fun anymore when you have to get up and get out.
And you've got sand in your pants.
Yeah.
Shoes and stuff.
But landing in a sand pit is fun. Also, actually, I thought any of the indoor stuff we did in the
Hello?
Just the screen restarting behind us there. In the gym. Where we would like get the crash mats out and just like flip all over the place and throw each other around.
Choke slam each other.
Exactly.
Time for a suplex. My favourite Olympic sport is suplexing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I've just realised that's not track and field. I guess high jump would be. So we would have
high
to get the crash mats out for high jump. Yeah. And we did that indoors.
Okay.
Did you get high jump in school?
Yeah, we did high jump.
Yeah, we did high jump.
Just a bar and a crash mat.
Only
like
we never did high
a handful of times.
Yeah.
We did long jump, but that's about it.
I think pole vaulting is fascinating to watch. And also, I'm always in awe of how none of them get the pole to hit them in the
gonads?
Well, we can swear, can't we?
Yeah.
In the cock and balls. Whoa. Or in the vagina, which is obviously not an ideal situation, but a very real threat if you're going up that high.
I've
seen a big bendy pole.
Have you? I've seen a video on YouTube once where it hits a man.
I mean, it's
right
definitely going to have happened a lot, I think.
That's horrendous.
Right in his pole.
The Polish man.
The Polish
representing Poland.
Got hit by the pole.
Well, thanks, Jack. That was a really rubbish question.
Yeah.
Let's
I picked out a rubbish
fish
one.
Fish out another one, shall we?
Okay, I'll go next. Okay.
I hope it's better than the one I picked out, Jack.
It fucking better be. I swear to God.
Better be.
If you fucking did, go
this
and ask.
Was submitted by... Well, there's no name on this. Is this the one that Fraser submitted?
Yeah, so apparently only two were usable from the office that went round. Fraser's written a load on his own, so
and
thanks,
I managed
Fraser.
To pick out one of them.
You did. Fraser does have that primary school teacher handwriting.
He has lovely
it's
handwriting.
Fantastic.
He does. Fraser has put, what is something popular that annoys you? But he also, he...
Ben Potter.
Whoa, I'm not popular.
It looks like at first he put A-M at the start of a noise and then sort of scribbled it into an N.
Amnoyed.
What annoys you the most?
Yeah, that's definitely
I'll tell you what
popular.
I am today. I'm annoyed.
Yeah?
Why are you annoyed?
I am annoyed. Well, my knees are hurting. That's usually
she's an Ansari, am I right?
An Ansari.
That's a joke that no one's going to
understand. Can we explain that joke?
We can understand that.
Okay.
Understand that.
Simon Miller, world's nicest man.
Sir Simon Miller.
When we were at What Culture, Peter and I, and Ashton was there too.
Uh-huh.
We were
I was hiding in the cupboard.
We were sort of looking after some footage that Simon Miller had recorded because he was based in London, so he got to go to all the cool events on behalf of What Culture Gaming.
We were offered an What Culture was offered an interview with Natalie Dormer.
Yes, and we were trying to work out. I wonder why, what game that's going to be for, because it was a mystery at that point.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And we were able to do some Google foo based on who the PR firm were. Mm. Oh, they represent EA. She's definitely going to be in the new Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And she was. And so Simon did this interview, sent it over, and I think I was editing.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
And even though Natalie Dormer was playing an Asari, neither Simon Miller... No, and this isn't a slight against Simon Miller, by the way, at all.
He's a professional.
He is. Nor Natalie Dormer corrected one another when both of them said Ansari instead of Asari.
So she said it first. She said, oh, yeah, so I play this character, and, of course, she's an Ansari.
Do you think that Simon was like, oh, I think he's an Asari, but was like, maybe he was like,
too polite.
But
she's essentially Asari, but, you know.
This interview is over.
Yeah.
So then, rude.
How dare you?
Did he also say Ansari? Because maybe he was politely saying it back.
They both definitely said Ansari. So I had to do a subtle cut with some gameplay footage over the top to hide the cut, where he just goes, Ansari.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's sneezing.
And we occasionally reference the Ansari gag in content, but no one would really understand it because it's kind of an in-joke.
Natalie
but
now Dormer,
you
know.
Now you're
played
in
an
it.
Ansari.
For the
you're
bargain
in the joke
price
now.
Of $25.
We said this wouldn't be a video game podcast, and we immediately made
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? What's something popular?
Something popular that you hate? Yeah, mine's Ben Potter.
Whoa. Why are you doubling down
He's
on that?
Not popular.
He is relatively popular.
We already made that joke.
I'm doubling down on it.
Why?
Because you bully me.
Well, yeah.
You hate fun.
I do. Actually, both
no
of those.
No fun hater Ben Potter.
Yeah.
Get out of my face
no,
with this
I don't know
fun.
What is the popular thing that I hate that everyone likes?
I
mayonnaise.
Don't like... I mean, hate's
mayonnaise.
A strong word. Oh, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and gravy. I hate them both.
Together.
Really?
And separately.
You've not had gravy-nays. Gravy-nays does exist, actually.
Gravy-nays.
KFC do gravy-nays.
Yeah, I hate mayonnaise.
That's horrid.
And everyone seems to love it, and I just... Ugh.
I wouldn't have mayonnaise unless it was on, you know, fucking burger or something.
Right.
Fucking burger.
Yeah, I would only have it in a sandwich, depending on the filling.
Turkey.
Chicken.
Tuna.
Or burger.
Tuna,
or
burger. I'll give you.
Burger sandwich.
Yeah, nice sandwich. Burger. Patty sandwich, please. She's a lovely lady, Patty sandwich.
Shut up.
Hate is a strong word, and I don't hate shows and things that other people like because that implies that I think they're dumb for liking it or that they suck.
Yeah.
And that's not where I'm going with this. But I have...
But saying that...
I do not understand or get any enjoyment whatsoever out of South Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, no,
I really
agree with you there.
Sort of stand it. And I find
I do like South Park.
Find it a bit obnoxious. And I know it's meant to be, it's self-aware. And like, there are some arsehole characters in it that are supposed to be arseholes. But I just can't get beyond that. And I just think, why do I want to sit and dedicate time? I also don't really like the animation style.
Yeah,
I don't mind the simplistic nature of it where it's like, you know, but just the actual drawing, like the visual style of the wonky movie.
This is an unpopular opinion and you both share it.
I really don't like South Park.
I'm about to come after you both.
You really like South Park?
No, I think Doctor Who's a bit shit.
Is that what you were going to say before I said South Park?
Yeah,
no,
you just decided
no
to...
I've just decided. No, genuinely, I do think Doctor Who's a bit campy and shit. And
it's campy in a great way.
People who enjoy it, fair enough, but it's got that real BBC budget jank.
Yeah.
That these big world-ending scenarios always look a bit shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never really buy into it. And it's always a bit, I don't know. There's very rarely have I seen episodes of Doctor Who where I've thought that was really good. And I really enjoyed that.
But you didn't mind the early New Who stuff, did you?
No, I didn't mind Eccleston.
Eccles Cakes.
I didn't mind Eccles Cakes.
Christopher Eccles Cakes.
Are You My Mummy episodes. Though I tend to find that Doctor Who is best when there's a horror mystery at the center of an episode. But on the whole, I don't really get the crazy fandom about Doctor Who.
I'll be honest, like, the longer it's gone on, the less and less I've liked it, to the point where now I only watch it because I used to love it. And now I constantly feel like
it's an obligation.
I also think I'm also hoping that it'll get better.
Maybe it'll get better again.
Exactly. I'm like, if I keep watching it, it'll get better.
Yeah.
So like the last series with Jodie Whittaker and like the four people.
That's an abusive relationship you guys are in.
It is. It actually is. I feel, yeah, it's like, why do I still watch this? Jodie Whittaker.
I can change him.
I watch it because I'm obscenely attracted to Jodie Whittaker as Doctor Who. Can't help it.
Right.
What is? Can you talk us through that?
I have this weird thing. My type of people is my boyfriend Ben. I have two types of people that I'm attracted to. My boyfriend Ben and any woman in a powerful position that's old enough to be my mother.
Oh my god!
Immediately attracted.
Whoa!
To.
That there's this a is lot really of alarm bells have going off now.
Emily Prentice in Criminal Minds. Jodie Whittaker as Doctor Who.
You should watch Ted Lasso because your new favorite crush is in that.
I've seen her. She's
you,
hot.
Could you just tell immediately that? Yeah.
What about Natalie Dormer as an Ansari? Is she up there?
Oh yeah.
Are
definitely.
You my mummy?
Are you my mummy? Oh, sorry. My
goodness.
Mommy.
Yeah, Jodie Whittaker has been robbed by a terrible showrunner, and I agree.
And and companions.
That Doctor Who is actually certainly at the moment kind of shit,
but it'll get better. It has to get better.
It might get better.
Can I go in the hat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go in the hat.
I like that you keep putting it really far away.
Well, I was just sort of putting it out of shot to be tidy, but we're littering the table.
Whoa, what happened? If you put your hand in, you just go a little bit. Whoa. I'm going to put my hand in and grab the little out of there, and I've got it.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Okay. What is the worst gift you ever received?
What is the worst gif you've ever seen?
Now, I have definitely spoken about this, I believe, on Podiats before. But once I got a traditional candy company bag. Mm. You know the type? I think it's an actual company. It's like the traditional candy something.
Right.
And it's like a white bag with red stripes down the side of it, a little paper bag. Inside was assorted mystery Meccano with no instructions, and I was told that it was part one of a gift, the second part of which never showed up.
What?
So I was burdened one Christmas with a bag of metallic shite that I couldn't do anything with.
I don't remember this on Podiats.
It's true. Wow. It happened, and I got it from my aunt and uncle, and I never forgot because I was like, I was a child. And I opened it up and I thought, What? Where's the rest of it? There's no instructions. It's just like
sweets.
Thin bits of metal with holes in.
Don't worry, Ben. It's part one of two.
It's part one of two, I later found out. And then I never got the rest of it.
Wow.
It was shit. Wow. It was rubbish.
Very I don't know what the worst gift I've ever received is.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember mine. Chlamydia?
I was literally doing the exact same
thing.
That's
not a gift.
I'm really like,
Merry Christmas.
Here's some itchy balls.
This is like a rubbish answer because it's just not—it's not interesting at all. But I have a really vivid memory of a jumper that I had when I was 6 or 7, and it was like very, very, very dark blue, almost black. And then on the front, just sort of embroidered, was a green steam train coming out of a tunnel. But it didn't have a face or anything. It wasn't like a half. It was just like a. Whatever the
it's a train.
It's a train,
an anatomically correct train.
Sure,
if that's the right word. And this jumper was the itchiest thing I've ever worn. And even if I had a t-shirt on underneath the jumper, there must have just been like spikes on the inside of the jumper that just came through. And I just remember every time my mum got this, because you know back then my mum would choose what I was wearing for the day because I was 6 or whatever. And I just remember whenever I saw that jumper come out, I would be. It would ruin my entire day.
Oh, no.
It was a gift from like
no,
an
not
aunt
the
or
train
something.
Jumper.
No. I have a similar thing of like I was given like a princess dress, and at the time it was like I'm gonna be a princess.
A princess.
And then again, the itchiest thing ever, and it was like. It was like straps and it was like straight across. Cause obviously, as a child, everything's just straight across.
Yeah.
And it was proper itchy on my armpits. And he used to be like, Mum, I don't want to wear it. She's like, but it's a gift. You're going to be a princess. Like, well, I'm an itchy princess. And so that was probably up there with worst gifts I've got.
Itchy princess.
Essentially, just because I was an itchy princess.
Wow.
But I'm actually really grateful for most gifts I get. So can't.
Were you just throwing shade at me for my fucking bag of tat?
Yeah.
That's not fair. At least you can wear an itchy princess dress.
Yeah.
You can. Ashton, get next. Imagine wearing the princess dress with the jumper over the top.
Oh, my God. And then getting the Meccano.
Yeah. The worst thing ever. Okay. Controversial question here.
Say that again. Were there any words in that sentence?
Controversial question.
Controversial question here.
Okay.
What's the best biscuit?
Oh, fuck.
Jammy Dodger.
I mean, Jammy Dodger, it sprung to mind. I don't know if it's the best, but it's fantastic.
It's a really good biscuit.
I like a custard cream. Mm. I know they're commonplace, but they're good.
Yeah.
Ginger nut.
Ginger nut.
Also good.
I like a ginger nut, but it's not the best biscuit.
Like a chalky hobnob.
By any stretch. I like dunking my nuts in hot tea.
All right, well, that's how you got chlamydia.
It is how I got it, and that's how the person whose tea it was.
Also got mouth chlamydia.
Yeah.
Mouth chlamydia. I used
herpes.
To be incredibly partial because it seemed like such a luxurious treat. The milk chocolate digestives with the caramel layer in them. You remember those?
Yeah.
I think you can still buy them.
I mean,
they
I wouldn't
do still
them,
exist.
They just sell them in corner shops now, right? You know, where they've got the price printed out and stuck onto it. Because main shops
and
don't
like,
stock them.
They're like a pound more expensive than they normally are.
Yeah, and they're also sickly. I remember I bought a packet once and I went to my friend's house for a sleepover and I left them. I left the packet on top of my hoodie and then I went to bed and I woke up the next day and his dog had eaten them all.
Oh no.
But the dog sort of licked them into my hoodie. So there was just this slick of chocolate and caramel.
I thought you were going to.
All one side
this
of my
story
hoodie.
Started with the phrase, they're also careful. Sickly because I once went. So I thought you were going to say, and then I ate loads on the sleepover and I felt really sick.
No, what I meant was, by virtue of not eating the entire packet in one sitting, which is my. Which is my bar for
whether
it's too sickly. Jaffa cakes, I'm going to throw that
Jaffa
one.
Cakes
that's a
are
cake.
Good. That's, I was going to say Jaffa cake as well, but people were like,
I'm saying
it's a,
Jaffa
it's a cake.
Jaffa bisques.
Jaffa bisques.
Available at Aldi.
Well, what you do is you work in this office and people put the remaining Jaffa cakes into a tin with real biscuits so that they turn into fucking rocks.
That's how you know they're cakes.
And then they're biscuits.
I hate when I hate when you put biscuits in a tin and then like all the biscuits just taste like a one biscuit. Like if you put it in with a ginger nut, you get out a custard cream and it tastes like a ginger nut.
Yeah, there's certain biscuits you
can't
mix.
It's like they infuse with everything else. Like my parents have a little tub that used to always have all the biscuits in. And as soon as the biscuits went in there, I was like, not interested.
Not
interested
in that.
They're going to taste like a ginger nut.
Well, I'm like that with, because I don't like chocolate, like regular milk chocolate or dark chocolate. I like white chocolate, but I don't like the stuff that's got cocoa powder in it, basically.
I don't like white chocolate, but I do like white chocolate.
Sometimes I like
white milk chocolate is not... That's why I clarified. People, when I say I don't like milk chocolate, they think I mean Milky Bar. But milk chocolate is brown. That's like Cadbury.
Brown.
Yeah, but people get confused.
Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate.
Exactly. I don't like the stuff that's got cocoa powder in
Ashton.
But cocoa milk goes into white chocolate, and that's fine. Anyway, if there's chocolate biscuits in a tub with custard creams or ginger nuts or Jammy Dodgers.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people would be able to taste it necessarily, but fuck me. I had to think whether I could swear that.
Fuck me.
I do not want to eat a custard cream and have it taste like fucking chocolate. And it does.
Do you want to have a bourbon then?
No.
I love bourbons.
I don't really like bourbons.
Bourbons are basic as hell, but I have one on my way out the door every morning.
I do truly
it's
think
just some sustenance.
A Jammy Dodger is like top tier biscuit.
Biscuits.
Fox's biscuits.
I did like the Fox's biscuits out
the panda.
Yeah.
Oh, a crunch cream. That's one of my favorite biscuits.
A premium
of all time.
Bisque. It is a premium.
It looks
bisque.
Like a ginger nut, but it's not gingery.
It's got
plain,
like a thing in
and then there's cream in
buttery.
The middle.
That's like the biscuits you get in the tub that have little faces on them and they've got jam and white cream.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
The jammy faces.
The jammy faces.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at
such
me?
A baby biscuit.
It is. I would never.
You're a baby biscuit.
Whoa. I mean,
that's not incorrect.
Baby biscuits are really good as well.
BNBNs are great. What are baby biscuits?
What's a baby biscuit?
The ones that
are like a rusk.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
They're not.
They are. When was the last time you had a rusk?
When I was about one. When it was teething.
My friend, she had a baby brother and they had rusks in the house and... She was like, do you want a rusk? They're actually really nice. And I was like, yes, please. Had a rusk. And I was like, whoa, you're right.
I found my new thing.
Really nice. I've not had a rusk since, but apparently, they are pretty nice.
Underrated.
As an adult.
Neath biscuits.
No, you're incorrect.
Nice. No, they are nice. They're very neath.
You know what's underrated?
Like nice
what? Malted milk biscuits.
Biscot.
And cheddar.
With cheddar. Do you know this? Ben eats
malted
milk biscuits
with
cheese.
The brown biscuits that you can get
those,
like the
crackers. The cows ones. No, not.
No.
Those ones are good.
Yeah, they're
good.
Malted milk biscuits are very similar in taste.
I don't know what
flavors.
It's the one that's got like, it looks like a little picture frame. It's got like a thing around and then there's a cow on it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really like, Lotus Biscoff biscuit as well. Oh, yeah. And I like Biscoff spread, so.
I would never buy one of those because I wouldn't think to.
Yeah, that's a bit weird then.
Yeah, they're a bit weird.
It's a bit fucking weird.
Admittedly, I've never tried that with cheddar. But.
And also, I haven't done malted milk biscuits since I was at university, so it was very much a sort of poverty thing.
I mean, I don't like them on their own.
It was all so. I could afford.
Crackers are cheaper than biscuits.
No.
Yes, they well, are. They a aren't cream if cracker you, they is aren't like 25
if your
pence.
Well-meaning aunt buys you a biscuit selection pack and all you have left is fucking malted milk.
And you've and got it's nothing like, to eat your cheddar
I have no cheddar. I've got nothing to eat at all. What can I eat? How bad could
have
this
be? Have you talked
be?
About this on Podiats before?
Yeah,
I've heard this conversation. I've actually
it's
heard
pretty
this.
Good.
Anyway, okay, let's get another next question. That was like a very heated biscuit discussion.
That was a big discussion.
Yeah. a big biscuit discussion.
Right, here we go.
Yeah.
This is from... Oh, I don't know which one is Fraser, because this also has no name on it, but...
Probably Fraser.
Probably Fraser's, yeah.
Well, he said there's only one, I think. Anyway.
Two.
If you had entrance music, what would it be?
Oh, entrance wow. Music. What, whenever you walked into a room or came to work?
Like wrestling, I guess.
Yeah, just like wrestling.
Oh, man. I remember... play wrestling buzzing. In my friend's back garden, like on his trampoline or whatever.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think it was on a trampoline. He was a really big wrestling fan. He probably watched his Cultaholic, actually. Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And I think he'd sort of built a bit of a ring in his back garden with like old mattresses and stuff. It was a bit kind of... It was a bit weird. It was like sort of rusty stuff all over.
I mean, that's how a lot of real wrestlers get their start.
Sure,
backyard wrestling.
In Scott's backyard.
We went to Scott's backyard and we were all, we were like playing wrestling and stuff. And he had, hello, what's
boom
the word?
Box?
Well, like a boom box, but yeah, I mean, that sounds more ghetto than it was. It was just a radio outside. And he had a CD on there and he would like go to the right track for whoever
oh,
was
wow.
going in.
Okay.
He would play entrance music. And I remember one bit, obviously it's play wrestling. We're not like actually fighting each other.
Yeah.
And at one point, and he was like Vince, but
yeah,
it might have been our own promotion, so he was probably Scott, right?
Right.
It wasn't WWE.
Scott McMahon.
Yeah. And we were play fighting and like one kid got actually hurt. And he was like,
always
going,
happens.
Oh no, that really, really hurt. And Scott was like watching it and he was like, what? And he was like really pissed off that like people had been like actually hitting each other. And he was about to march down and say, what the hell are you doing? He's like, wait, where's my music? Turns around and he like goes to track three while Matthew's on the floor going,
I've broken my arm.
He started walking and went, wait, no, where's my music? And he like
play my music.
Scott's an icon.
Play my music.
I hope Scott's
such a vivid memory of that.
That's incredible.
I've never told that story before on any content. I can't believe it's never come up.
Wow.
Have you thought about your
love
entrance music
Scott.
Yet?
No, I was just thinking about, I was just really vividly picturing these kids in a backyard.
I'll take the Pokemon theme song.
Okay.
No, actually, no.
Look on my Spotify.
The Spider-Man theme song from the 90s. And that's another thing. Fraser doesn't listen to Podiats because that's definitely something else we've talked about would be our music. To like make an entrance to.
Well, I've forgotten all of these.
This was a recent one.
Was it?
Yeah.
What did I pick?
I can't remember. I know I went with the Spider-Man, the 90s animated Spider-Man thing.
Right.
Spider-Man, radioactive Spider-Man. And he's got
diddly dee, diddly doo. Would you have a character?
The X-Men theme song could be yours.
I'll go for the Doctor Who theme tune then. Yeah. If we're going for like show.
Yeah, and then I could fucking leave the room every time I heard it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'll have South Park then, I guess. Yeah, I can't remember what I said on Podiats.
I'd come out in a full TARDIS and just roll down.
Yeah.
Roll down in your sideways. These questions are relatively tame, bearing in mind that this can technically be an X-rated podcast. Mm. So there aren't really many topics that are off limit.
I mean,
you can also do repeated questions now and then, like, what are you watching at the moment?
Yeah.
What did you do on the weekend? You know, anything like that.
Did
so
pick one?
Don't
yes.
worry about
you
it.
You pick the
being repeated questions.
Here we go. Whoa. If a movie was made about Triple Jump, who would play you?
Right, okay. Oh, man. Who would play us? I mean, Tom Holland looks like he's not very tall. I don't know if he is. Maybe he's taller than he looks on camera.
Tiny Tom.
You know what they say?
I think he just hangs out with tall people like you
feet.
Do.
Maybe that's true. But, you know, immediately I'm trying to think of, like, who are not very big, famous actors. Tom Hanks. I mean, not Tom Hanks. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise
Tom Hanks
short.
Looks actually quite tall.
Small, yeah.
Tom Cruise could play me. Maybe Tom Holland. One of the Toms. Just a
one
Tom.
Of the Toms. Yeah.
Tom. Yeah.
Tom Jones. Oh, does not let me search. For
it's always time. It's always going to sound egotistical because you're never going to pick someone.
No, exactly.
Who's like not conventionally attractive.
Yeah, you're going to pick someone who's like way more attractive than you are.
So
like
I'm
Tom
going
Holland.
For Charlie Hunnam.
Oh.
Off of okay. various things.
He's 5'7", Tom Holland.
Okay, yeah, he's about the same height as me then.
No, you're 1 foot.
1 foot.
Oh my God,
seven.
He was born in Newcastle upon Tyne.
Well, there you go.
Oh my God.
Sons of Anarchy. He was in Charlie Hunnam and a couple of other things. I think he was in, the terrible King Arthur film that came out years ago.
That was rubbish.
Where does Charlie Hunnam live? It says Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
What is Charlie Hunnam's accent? Charlie Hunnam was on the Graham Norton show today. That's great. Thank you, Google.
Right, okay.
Cool, thanks. I'm trying to think of her name, but Lily Collins is a very she's British and she's a woman, and that's about as much as we right. have in common.
Lily Collins.
Who's Lily Collins?
She, can't think of any movies that she's been in right now. Brain's off. I don't know. Maybe I'd just do it. I've got a drama degree, so I could just do it.
That's a power move. I didn't even think that was an option. Which actor would play you? Me.
Me. I'm an actor. I am an actor. Actually.
Is that Lily Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a round head like I have. She's got better brows than me, though. And my brows are not that good. Mine are kind of they just hang out.
They look like eyebrows.
Most
to
of
me.
The time, they're just
really
one, they're just connected. So
what
we have to deal
eyebrows?
With those. If they're connected.
Well, yeah. But
which mine sometimes are. So we have to sort that out.
A pluckage, right?
Yeah, I've got many a pair of tweezers in my house. And if they're too thin or if they've got gaps in them.
Wow, there's a real minefield. I just think eyebrows look like eyebrows.
I mean, my eyebrows, I literally do nothing with apart from just make sure they're not connected and that's about it.
Right.
I thought that was kind of all the maintenance.
Some people put a lot of effort in and they fully shape them. And
some people tattoo their eyebrows.
Some people tattoo their eyebrows. I had a teacher that had tattooed eyebrows and it was always like a...
She was always surprised.
She was, because they weren't quite equal. One was kind of a little bit higher than the other.
Good.
And I remember, I don't know if she always had it or if one year she just came in and she'd had these eyebrows tattooed on. And we were all what the fuck is going on with her face? Wow. Something is weird.
It's so that they don't have to maintain them anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What happens if you have a stroke or something? And then you're permanently pulling a Dwayne The Rock Johnson sort of.
But wouldn't that happen with
the wonky eyebrows
you had
anyway?
Real eyebrows or fake ones anyway, because they're in the same place.
Well, I think part of me just thinks it'd be more noticeable if it was tattooed to your skin.
Potentially, yeah.
You know? I don't know.
You would have it removed, maybe, possibly. And then have another one
I
added
feel like
on.
If you've had a stroke and your face is stuck like that, then you might have bigger problems.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I'm just.
But yeah, I mean, it would be funny.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. No, question. But I'm just saying it would be funny.
And I'm answering them. Then.
I don't know if you remember last week when I asked you
questions.
Have these
people considered the fact that they might
look like Dwayne?
They might look like
Dwayne,
which is not a bad thing.
No.
Everyone wants to look like Dwayne. Men,
I want to look
women,
like Dwayne.
Others, everyone wants
Rocks
to look like Dwayne.
Rocks
want to look like Dwayne.
Yeah.
One day.
Big D energy. Do we have time for one more quick question?
I reckon
do you think?
So.
Yeah. Go on, Ashton. Give us a cue.
Of course.
Oh, this one fell out.
Right.
Should we find the one that's actually from a person?
Yeah, okay.
Not that Fraser's not a person, to be clear.
Right, I misunderstood. So he wrote all of them except
two. But the handwriting will be the same. Right, come on.
I love how the picking out of a hat has been completely out of the window now.
Nah, it's not enough time. Gotta go.
This question was asked by Jack Atkins.
Yes. Yeah.
And it says, when and where would you travel in time? If you were Doctor Who, when and where would you travel in time?
I think I'll find it's the Doctor. Doctor Who's the name of the show. His name of the monster.
I'd go back to the original meeting at BBC HQ and I'd shoot them all so it never happened.
Oh my God. But that would create a time paradox. Yeah. Some Time Lord would have to turn up and
God,
fix it.
It'd be Doctor Webb instead. Now stop it. Here comes Ashton. The pyro goes off.
What time?
I roll down the stage in my box.
Are we going off the thing where it's like Doctor Who, where you can go there and interact with the scenario?
Yeah.
Or okay, right, okay. That answers the question. I would go back to... I think
life back to reality.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you know, Ashton?
I think I'd probably go... I think I'd go forward in time. No, I would go back in time. I'd go to maybe like old school Hollywood kind of vibes.
Ooh, yeah.
See what's guanin' and maybe get famous in old school Hollywood. Mm. And then I just travel forward in time and everyone be like, oh my God, you look just like that actress from that movie. And I'd be like, I know.
Wow.
And then they'd be like, she was shit. And I'm like,
shame about all those murders, what she done.
Yeah.
We actually
commit bear murders.
Amy and I, Amy's being my partner. Amy is being Amy being my partner.
Have you seen, could I actually, well, before you carry on, I saw someone comment saying on the one that we did without Ben, saying, I wish you stopped calling them your partners. You're not pirates or bank robbers.
Well, it just seems boyfriend and girlfriend seem quite trivial.
I'm like, what if I am a bank robber?
I sometimes say my fiance, but that sometimes sounds a bit like, it's a bit much. But I don't want to say my girlfriend because she's not just my girlfriend. She's my fiance.
And also, so. I just find that as an adult, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend's kind of like, makes it's, me feel like a teenager
it's still
again.
Technically, it's a correct term. Yeah. But at the same time, I agree. I think it sort of trivializes it. It's like teenagers have boyfriends and girlfriends.
Maybe I want to be a bank robber.
I think part of the... I'm not saying the person who said that dislikes it for this reason, but some people dislike it for the reason that it's a gender-neutral term,
right.
And they think that you are pandering to things that they don't
being
like.
Woke.
Yeah, being right. Woke.
Well, fuck them, quite frankly.
Yeah, if that's how you feel.
I'm all in favour of people who are, you know, non-binary or whatever, but that's not particularly the reason I use it. I'm just saying because I think it's quite a nice word.
I think it's a nice word too.
Anyway, Amy, being my partner, Amy and I are currently watching Doctor Who at the moment. We're rewatching it. It's become the Doctor Who podcast this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. And last night we watched the one that was set at the Queen's coronation. And there's like the TVs are trying to eat everyone's faces off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you laugh, but that's actually
what special effects actually, are good, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, they're great.
They get their face sucked off, and then they just got flat face.
It's just a skin.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Like that guy out of Dick Tracy.
I think I've seen that episode.
But we were watching like the first sort of 5-10 minutes where it's just...
If you get mouth chlamydia.
Oh, no.
Ashton, let the man finish.
Sorry.
Let the nice man finish.
So it's setting the time and place. And so the Doctor arrives in London in the 1950s in like a little suburb. Mm. And it just looked bloody nice. Mm. Just like it was post-war. The rationing was done. So they were off rations. I know rations hung around for a few years. But everyone was just seemed relatively happy, excited. It was a simple time where, like, you don't have to worry about how many likes you've got on your Instagram post. I don't know. It sounds like a bit of a grandma thing to say, but, you know, things were simpler back then.
Part of me is always really worried about saying that because as a white man, as a straight white male, you'd probably be fine.
It's very much a position of privilege to be able to say, wouldn't it be nice
exactly.
to go back to 1960s it's America? Idyllic.
It's idyllic for straight white people.
Absolutely,
But not so much for everyone else.
No.
So, it always kind of looks idyllic on television, but you know that there's a great deal of social in it.
Probably go back and be like, this is not a nice thing.
Actually in that episode, there's a sort of abusive father. I mean, he's not like, it's nothing too like in your face, but he really shouts at
abusive.
And bullies his family.
And it's a good thing there's no more abuse in 2021.
We got
rid of all abuse.
Yeah,
very much from position of check your privilege. I, as a very privileged, white, straight, or, well, whatever you want to...
Engaged to a woman.
Engaged to a woman. Male, I could go back in time and have a relatively good time in many, many places and time zones, whereas others couldn't, which is a bad thing.
Mm.
That's a bad thing.
That is a good point. But yeah, I think I'd go in the past. But yeah, I think old school Hollywood is just so... I mean, you see it in the like movies and stuff, and it looks so nice and...
It's gold.
Gold.
It's always gold.
It's always sepia.
Yeah.
It was sepia back then. Mm-hmm. What about you, Potter?
Look how smart
I know he's got a nice little shirt
with
on.
There's white horns.
Oh,
they've
gone.
They've
fallen off.
He's got a little collar on. Sorry, if you're watching, if you're only listening to the audio version, maybe you should support us on Patreon.
We should flip in well, like, go on video.
I want to go proper old school.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Rome.
Rome. Wow.
I don't
want
to go for long, and I don't necessarily want people to even be able to see me.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to walk around Rome
in
1971. No, right. I don't. I want to witness the Italian
the
job unfolding. No, I would like to go back to the Roman Empire and
That's
go to Rome.
Shout.
and just sort of see it. Same with Egypt, really. As long as I can, there's no funny business, and
I'd
I can
like
get
to
back,
Assassin's Creed.
And I'm not
this
in
year.
Danger. I'd just like to go and see it. Yeah. Maybe ancient Britain as well.
Well, I said that. Vikings. We've also, of course, had this question on Podiots because clearly people in the office don't listen to Podiots.
And that's fine, that's I fine. Suppose. I guess.
One of the things I said, I didn't want to say it again this time, but just for completion's sake, I would quite like to go back to the construction of Stonehenge and just say, what the fuck are you doing?
Stop it. Do you have any idea how much trouble you're going to get in?
Yeah. It's like the Easter Island heads. Mm. Why have you done this?
Why'd you do that? What's that for?
Can't believe you've done this.
Oh, it's Derek's idea. He thought it'd be a laugh. Mm. Well, there we are. That's the first episode of the Triple Jump After Dark podcast.
Quite tame one this week.
He's getting a new board up for the After Dark.
Yeah,
I think get a new one made.
One that looks
us.
like a neon light.
A seedy
yeah,
nightclub.
Make it red or something.
But do consider coming and supporting us if you can. And remember, you get tons of rewards. We've reshuffled the whole of Patreon.
It's crazy
so
over there now.
Loads of stuff to look forward to at various different tiers. And we sincerely hope that we will see some of you there. If you've listened to this and you're not in a position to sort of financially support us on Patreon, that's absolutely fine. No judgment at all. However, if you are actually already supporting us on Patreon, maybe consider upping your tier so you get access to all sorts of other stuff. Again, if you're in a position to do
so. There's things even higher than this current tier. Oh, yeah. You can go check those out as well. Some very exciting things. So.
Tons of stuff. And if we hit 2,000 patrons on Patreon, we will do Billy Fest. We'll do a live event where people can come and see various things. Yeah,
we'll do like perhaps live episodes of shows and things.
It's a crazy stretch goal, but we might get there. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting us on Patreon if you already are doing so.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.